I love silence. When I talk, to just to make noise, my talk is nonsense. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capel, California, bringing you the instant inspiration. I love silence. When I talk just to make noise, my talk is nonsense. How many people do you know who just love to talk? They just love to talk about any subject at all. It doesn't really matter. Like Herb, you know. But actually, I love silence. When I can be in silence and not have a thing on my mind, not have a thing to think about, I'm just thinking about all sorts of wonderful things. Life is really a lot of fun, and I'm having a great time. I think that when we can learn to live in silence, live in the feeling of peace and calmness, it's like some impending storm or something like that. The air gets all dense and filled with electricity, and the sky is rather ominous, and the whole atmosphere around us is sort of pressure, the heavy pressure, and you feel something's going to happen. Something's going to happen. You just know that by looking at the weather. And sure enough, a great storm comes in. A great weather front comes in, and it's fantastic. Now, you can be frightened of it, or you can say, ah, I am ready for it. I am aware that it is coming. I am aware that it's there. The silence before the storm is so grand and so glorious. It is oppressive from the point of view that you feel tension. But if you know what you're doing, if you live in a secure world, then you're okay. That's why the early people built castles. They wanted to live in a secure place, something that people couldn't just come in and mess up like they could with the peasants' houses. And they were very secure. However, even the castles had straw on the floor, since they didn't have any carpets, you know. And the floors were kind of cold without something down there to walk on. And their shoes were not so great leather soles that kept out the weather. But they managed quite well because they were living in this secure feeling. Now, you and I, we can live in a secure feeling too. We can live in a secure feeling in the silence. Now, how do we live in a secure feeling in the silence? We live in a secure feeling in the silence by being at peace, being peace within ourselves. You see the great storm coming, you sense the great cataclysmic activity that's about to take place, and you sit back in your easy chair and you say, I am peace, I am peace. You lie on the lawn, you lie out in the field, or whatever you're going to do, and just say, I am peace, I am peace. And as you do that, you look up at this big old busy sky, and then you think to yourself, I'm the creator of my world. I'm the creator. That comes out of your own inner silence. I'm the creator of my world. So you look up at the storm and you say, hey, this is exciting, having a big storm come. It's exciting seeing the sky all riled up like that and nature having its fun. But I choose peace. And so, in the sky, you are now peaceful. You are now peace. And so, I look at the sky and I say, silence. Ruhig sein. Be quiet. Let there be peace everywhere. There is peace starting in me. And there is peace in the sky. Now, sky, you know, let your energies relax. Be at peace. Just like I'm conducting a concert and the sky is my orchestra. I look up there and I say, peace. And as I look up there, the sky beams down at me and says, hey, boss, what do you want us to play? I want you to play a beautiful symphony of lovely white clouds and gentle sunlight coming down, gentle breezes, and I want everything to be peace, peace, peace. And the sky says, you're the boss. You created us being so upset like this because you were indecisive and confused. And so we had no guidance. But now that you're taking charge and you say you want peace, how soon do you want it? And you say, now. Gently. Now! Sit down! Behave! Do this! Right away the dog lowers his head. He thinks he's being hollered at. Well, sit down. Come. Come, baby. Sit down now. Well, sit. 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 Well, sit. That's a boy. Sit. Sit. Oh, even lay down. That's such a good guy. And his ears go more gentle up, and he's not so fearful. And you see, when you talk to a storm, oh, stop! No storm! See, love, too, takes that anger. He takes that feeling of tension. And the dog is so sensitive, the sky is equally sensitive. And it will respond to whatever you say. Now, Richard Bach was teaching us in Illusions how to bust a cloud, you know. And he was teaching us all sorts of wonderful things. He's teaching it in Jonathan Livingston Seagull, too. And was that a joke? Well, you say this whole story was fiction. Yeah, but it had a lot of nonfiction in it. And you can speak to a cloud and say, I'd like the clear blue sky. I have a clear blue sky. The blue sky. You don't say, cloud be gone. You look up and you say, I have a clear blue sky. And then it is there for you. Now, how do you want the sky today? What sort of demonstration do you want? What sort of miracle do you want? Would you call that a miracle? If you could speak to this tremendous storm, this cataclysm that going throughout the universe and just riling up, ready to be a tornado and a hurricane and all the other good stuff, and you say, peace, peace. What do they do in Florida? In Florida, when it's hurricane time, they all batten down their hatches. They nail the windows, boards across their windows, and they prepare for the worst. Out of the millions of people who live in that area that is touched by the hurricane, how many of them say, all is in divine order? All is in divine order. The hurricane can play itself out at sea. It does not touch the land, doesn't have to. But they don't have to say it. They don't say what the hurricane should do or not do. They say all is in divine order. You see, it's in the silence that the work is done. And you say, all is in divine order. All is peace. There's peace on earth, and it began with me. Because every place I think of in my heart and my mind is peace. Every place. And if I want to look at news magazines and see where there's war, then I empower that war. What is it that is important to me? Is it war or peace? Well, you've got to know what's going on in the world. You've got to read these magazines and watch TV and stuff. Okay. Who taught you that sort of information? The media mongrels, the people who want you to buy their televisions, who want you to buy this. Oh, if you look at some of the magazines selling television, and they show this loving couple sitting on the couch, having cocktails together, watching the screen. You don't see what's on the screen, usually. You just see the couple. And they're in this happy situation, and they have a giant screen, 40, 50 inches or more, you know. Or they have the screen projected from the back, and so you have life sizes, like the life people right in that room. Well, that's great. That's great. Now, is there anything, Herb, that you would recommend that we watch on television? And I would say, yes, you watch the television of your heart. You watch the television right inside of you, which has all the greatest shows that have ever been presented. And they're so far better acted than the shows you see on the video. They're so much better done, because these are done to your specifications, to your requirements. All is peace. There's no violence, no war, no anger. All is abundance. There's no poverty. There's no lack. All is health. There's no illness. Everything is in divine order. Hey, wow! Wouldn't that be a boring set of movies to make? That's what people say. You got to have the yin to have the yang. You got to have the good to have the bad. You cannot say it is good without saying there is a place for bad. And what do we say? We say there is no good or bad. All just is. And that's the beauty of everything here. The silence is where we find this. The silence is where we find this peace. The silence is where we go within and meet the greatest movie director ever to perform a movie. And that's our divine self. Now, using just that term alone, can you conceive of the divine self in you producing a bad movie, a movie that doesn't compel, a movie that isn't exciting? Yeah. You're the masters. You set the causes in motion. You bring about the results in your life. Do you love the silence? If you love the silence, then participate in it. And if you want to participate in it, leave these other things alone, you know. It's so easy to be caught up on them. So easy. Even the wonderful Smithsonian Institute, even the Discovery Magazine, all these things are distractions. They're good. They're fine. They're great. But they're distractions. And if I tell you, you may have anything that your heart desires, any condition. Say, for instance, you have cancer and you want to be free of that cancer. And I say to you, all right, you come visit me. And you stay in this room here and walk the property, do whatever you like. And you think, I am whole and perfect. 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 The entire time that you're here, the entire time, within 1 week, you'll leave here whole and perfect. Now, why does it take so long? Well, it doesn't necessarily take long. It's just that you're reprogramming your thinking system to saying, I'm whole and perfect. And once your thinking system has been reprogrammed, then it's done. But if you allow yourself the luxury of thinking, oh, I hurt, you can't do that. But Herb, it's okay. If you want to be sick, then you play that game. Can you tolerate, and the word tolerate is not a good word, can you ignore, that's the word, can you ignore your body asking you for pity for 1 week? Can you ignore that? If you can ignore that, you can have any experience you want of wholeness, abundance, harmony, right action. We have our friend over in Europe who is looking to have a companion in his life. If he would take 1 week and think nothing at all except, I like me, I'm a great person, and I'm surrounded by supercalifragilisticexpialidocious people. Just those thoughts. Not looking for a person, not looking for any. He would be surrounded by people that he would be so enchanted with to make a decision as to who is his special one. They'd all be special. And then he'd find out that's because he's special. Now, is that worth it? Mm-hmm. I would say it's worth it. But again, if you come here and you won't follow the rules, you do not get the results. It's not that I'm doing something for you. It's just that you're under a special circumstance here, where you know that you're in school, you know that this is a situation that puts a cause in motion for you. But if you're going to come here and expect to be mollycoddled, expect to be treated like a normal human being, then it's better to stay away. And if you're going to come here, be prepared to pay your way. It's terribly expensive. Terribly expensive. It means you are not allowed to think one negative thought about yourself. And that's a price that most people are not willing to pay. However, if you're willing to, and if you're willing to be in the silence, and if you're willing to have this great experience, then you will have the results of it. You'll have the results of it. So think on these things. They are beautiful. Just to make talk, to make noise, is a lot of nonsense. But to listen in silence is where the great picture is revealed. So, have a lovely day. and make yourself happy, hearty, healthy, and joyous. And I love you. I love you. I love you.